From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In New Hampshire, the primary races are in their final hours, and several new statewide polls show that it's a very interesting contest on both sides. For the Democrats, polls point to a big win coming for Illinois Senator Barack Obama over Senator Hillary Clinton. A much closer race is shaping up on the Republican side between Republicans John McCain and Mitt Romney.
Senator McCain hopes his appeal to independents will make the difference, while Romney, the former governor of neighboring Massachusetts, is setting his sights on traditional Republican voters. We'll hear from our reporter with the Romney campaign in a few minutes. First, here's NPR's Scott Horsley, who's following John McCain.
John McCain's volunteers used snow shovels and wooden sticks to scrape the ice off the sidewalk before a rally in front of Nashua's City Hall this morning. A few hours later, the sun might have done it for them. New Hampshire is enjoying a warming trend, and for the Arizona senator, it feels like home. McCain won the New Hampshire primary 8 years ago, and he's hoping for a repeat tomorrow.
My friends, thanks for coming out this morning. Thank you for your support. I got to tell you, there's a lot of nostalgia associated with this morning. We've had a great time. This has been a wonderful experience again.
The Nashua rally was the first of seven for McCain today. In the state capital of Concord this afternoon, McCain said if he's elected, he won't need on-the-job training.
I'm asking for your vote because I believe that I can lead this nation in difficult times. And like another president we had that came out of California, I believe our best days are ahead of us.
McCain managed only a fourth-place finish in last week's Iowa caucuses, but he spent a lot more time campaigning in New Hampshire, where he's popular with voters like Roberta Barrett.
He had my vote last time, and he has it again this time.
Because of his experience, because he's consistent in his positions, because he says what he believes is right for the country, not what he thinks is popular. That goes a long way.
McCain's fortunes in New Hampshire may rest with independent voters. They lean his way in a USA Today Gallup poll, while committed Republicans favor Romney. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Concord, New Hampshire.
I'm Tovia Smith following Mitt Romney, who, with hopes of shoring up his base, hit two local businesses and a country club this morning. He stood in front of a giant to-do list and cast himself as the manager who could get the job done.
See, in the private sector, where most of you live your life, you either change and improve or you go out of business.
The point was well taken by lots of men and women in business suits who were impressed by the well-coiffed and well-spoken candidate.
He is presidential in every way.
79-year-old Doe Shagnon is exactly the kind of voter Romney needs now, a loyal Republican who was committed to Romney pretty much before he even started running.
He acts like a president. He looks like a president. He speaks like a president. I think the United States could be very proud of having a president like George Romney.
Mitt Romney. Did you know his father, George Romney?
Yes, as a matter of fact, we had a coffee for his father when he was running for president, and my two-year-old daughter sat on his lap and had hot chocolate.
But other Republicans here, just one day before the big dance, are still not swept off their feet.
No, I don't know. I mean, I've always liked Romney, but not been in love with the guy. I mean, you like him.
Wally Ammon, an undecided from Francistown, says he may go with Romney.
He's a good man. He's competent. I think he's a very good manager. He's not the most exciting speaker. He just doesn't give a stemwinder speech, and he's not, you know, get your blood all circulating. But I don't know if this necessarily that's that important in a good president.
If he can't make it on passion, Romney's spokesperson Eric Fernstrom makes a more practical appeal, warning voters that McCain would be just the kind of Washington insider who'd be destroyed by a Democratic nominee like Barack Obama.
The lesson from Iowa is that Barack Obama is a senator killer. He demolished a field of more experienced Washington veterans.
But can that win the hearts of the still undecideds like David Quimby?
I think that's a good argument, but I think you still need to have connections, because connections are how you get things done.
So outsider could be bad, too.
Absolutely.
Tovia Smith, NPR News, Nashua, New Hampshire.